And the manager's report, of course, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Mike Schilt is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Skip, sorry I missed you last week when I was on my my golf vacation, but good to talk to you as always.
Yeah, good talking to you. Hope you hit them straight.
Yeah, do you play any golf?
Poorly.
Poorly.
Yeah,
that's
like,
all right.
Like me.
I don't play much. I like to get out. I'm good for 9 holes, and I'm over it.
That's the way I feel. 9 to 12 holes is actually the sweet spot. Golf really should be 12 holes, the front six and the back six. I'll go to my grave defending that, actually, Skip. Well, how's Arizona treating you this morning?
It's beautiful. Just about to head to the ballpark.
Really, I thought maybe two of the most important starting pitching outings you got the last couple of games against the Reds from Yu Darvish coming off the injured list with 5 shutout innings, and then really seeing Joe Musgrove looking like Joe Musgrove. Can you give me some thoughts on what you saw from both of those guys, and how I assume you're anticipating getting more of the same from them as they go through the rotation the next time?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need more of those starts. We expect to get them. Those guys expect to give them. It was tremendous, you know, the timing of it, obviously. And then, you know, having you back, we'll start with him, you know, just him back, maybe on the mound, that presence, and then the stuff that came with it. Everything hitting, breaking balls were good. Excuse me. And, man, it was good to see him pitch up there. And, it was, you know, we didn't know what we were going to get relative to the number of bullets he had. So we were thinking, you know, maybe possibly 3 to 4. If he had any stress, you know, we were going to have to adjust. So for him being able to grab 5 was really important. And then it actually set us up also good for the next day with our bullpen. And then Joe was, like you said, Joe was fantastic. He looked like vintage Joe Musgrove. And he was really, really good. Might have liked everything. His fastball velocity was up. He was throwing it where he wanted. You know, throwing ball inside, good curveball, slider. So he was really good.
Talking to Skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning. Something I was interested in hearing about is your job as the manager. You know, you got to manage everybody differently. Everybody, you know, 26 different personalities in there. And, you know, everyone kind of expected Jackson Merrill to hit a little bit of a lull, right? It happens to the best players in the game. There are guys that get sent down to the minors and that have been 10-year veterans. It's crazy. You see it all the time, Skip. But he's scuffling a little bit right now. Conversely, you got Xander Bogaerts, who veteran. He's scuffling as well. What's the difference in the way that you manage those guys and talking them through what's going on with their swing or in their slumps right now?
It's a good question. Yeah, the game's hard, and they both had moments this year. Of course, Jackson got off to a really good start, and Bogey's, you know, had some moments where he's been really good for us. And, you know, so I think, you know, relative to Jackson, it's both is just support, right? Like, look, you got you, go play. You know, you need anything. I think it's more about, like, what are you when you're doing it well? You know, make sure you have the right mind frame of how you compete when you're in a good place. And that's really, you know, the message and how you deliver it just based on the individual. But, you know, with Jackson, you know, being a younger player clearly to the league, it's you just want to make sure that he's, you know, not trying to do too much and just appreciates what he's doing and stays with the right approach that allowed him to have the success of the start. But there's not a lot of reminder for him, because he really has got his good head on his shoulders and sees the game well and so you trust what that's going to look like. And Bogey's, you know, shoot, heck, you know, for about 10 days there, he was swinging the bat really well and putting up some good numbers. So, you know, he got him a day off before this scheduled day off yesterday, and he'll be ready to go, you know, today. So I got cops in both those cats.
It's our manager's report brought to you by SDCCU with Mike Schilt, who is in Arizona. Padres opening a 3-game series tonight. And I did hear you say, Mike, earlier this week that you were going to use the off day to check in with your AAA coaching staff on Donovan Solano. So how did that check-in go? And with Manny now, you know, playing third a little more regularly, that gives you some different possibilities at the DH position. What are we going to see kind of going forward here?
Well, we're going to still find out. I didn't have a chance to actually get a hold on their playing yesterday, so a little bit of inability to get a hold of them. So, but I am on the way to the ballpark and reach out to some guys. But I've heard good, you know, read the reports and I've known Donovan since he was 16, when he first got in the game, in rookie ball. So, you know, I think he's taking good at bats. He's a professional hitter, and you know, it's just a matter of when he's ready, and then we'll figure out what the lineup looks like relative to when he's ready to come up.
All right, Skip. So I had a day off on Wednesday. I took my family to Disneyland, so I didn't get to come in. I didn't get to come in and talk about Mike Schilt, the gambler, and going with Manny. I missed all of it. So I was, and I heard your post. I heard all of it, but I wanted to ask you because I'm very selfish, and I was like, I got to talk to him about that move. I got to say, when it happened, I thought it was the right. I really did. I love it. Now I'm a huge Manny Machado guy, and I always want him up with the bases loaded. I had never heard of that rule before. I've never seen that happen. The balk thing that happened with Waldron, the game before, I'd never known that they had to announce. These rules are insane, and I watch a ton of baseball. I'd never heard of either of these, but let's talk specifically about that decision. It seemed like you knew exactly what you wanted to do. It was a very decisive decision on your part.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In our ball talk of week before, you know, catcher interference had come up in a game. I mean, heck, we've seen it more. You know, it's crazy how often we see it now, but because guys trying to steal strikes and get close. But anyway, so Jim McHugh, our advanced guy, and does a lot of things really well for us, in our ball talk said, hey, just want to make sure everybody knows that's a live play and you know, keep playing it. And, you know, we have the opportunity to choose the result of the play, which was, you know, a nice reminder. And then so I just went out to Corey. Let me just make sure I get this straight, which I make sure he was getting it straight too.
Yeah.
Choices, obviously, take the out. And the run, so there's two outs and Toddy's a second, or take the run off the board and bases are loaded. We got one out with Manny Machado, and he's like, "Yep, that's right." And I said, "Well, we're going to take Manny." I don't know. It just seemed like a pretty easy decision to me. And everybody's heads goes to, "Oh, he could hit him double play.
Yeah.
He could do anything. Yeah, he could also do the ball to gap. You know." So I don't know. I just choose to believe in our guys, and in that circumstance, it was, you know, Manny Machado with the bases loaded with one out. I feel pretty good about it. Yeah, I knew loosely, not exactly the math of the run expectancies, so I had an idea about that supporting the decision a little bit in real time. But it was really about just having confidence in Manny.
I knew what you were going to do. I mean, Manny, that kind of made it easy for you. I thought I had no doubt what you were going to do in that situation. My question, though. This is more of the hypothetical. If you hadn't already been up 1-0 and that run would have given you the lead, would that have changed the equation a little bit?
No.
No?
I think what possibly could have changed the equation if it was the 8th going into the 9th.
Yeah.
You know, later in the game, okay, you know, we got
less time for the other team to come back. Yeah.
Correct.
Interesting.
Personnel's got to be a big part of it, you know.
He believes in everybody.
I know. And my co-host here made the point. He said, you know, Mike Schilt can't get on the airwaves and can't do his post-game pressers every day and talk about how much he believes his players, and you do,
and then
not do that. You just can't do it. Like, not that you pigeonhole yourself, but that's. I feel like that's genuinely who you are.
That's right. Yeah, that's very accurate. Now, if one of you two were hitting, we might have.
You don't want me up with the bases loaded, man.
Believe me, you wouldn't have even been able to find us if we were hitting.
Right. So, you know, it's case by case.
So, Mike, you've been around this team, obviously, more than just this season. You saw the last couple of years, and while many things I think we've seen as fans already this year, some comebacks, some resiliency, some big innings, things that we kind of missed last year, the one thing we're still waiting for, it was that long winning streak. It took forever for the team to win 4 in a row last year. You've gotten the 3-gamer, but, you know, what does it take? You had a 17-gamer there with the Cardinals there
Good
in your last
Lord.
Season. What does it take, besides a little bit of luck, for a team to really put together a long streak, and why haven't we seen it yet from your team?
Yeah, it's interesting about streaks for me. I look at it, which I just answered your question, obviously, in a more holistic manner. So, they're if you play the game consistently in all phases the right way, and have the, which is clearly not easy to do, but, you know, what we're looking to do, and that's required to play that consistent baseball. And you're not giving anything away, and you're taking everything you can in competition, and you do that every night, and you're dedicated to that in every phase of the game, you're going to give yourself the best chance to win. You do that consistently enough, you got a chance to stay on the good side of streaks. But really, for me, it's I think it's a little bit of a trap to think and worry about when are we going to win 6 in a row, 7 in a row, 8 in a row, 9 in a row. I want to win every game, so we win every game. We put together good streaks. But for me, it's really about winning series. And I talk about this a fair amount, and we're still, you know, we're getting better at it. Clearly, we won 3 series in a row, and we split a series. They got swept, which clearly is not fun, and then won a series. So the consistency of winning a series is important because you want to get better as the game goes, the series goes. And if you think about winning series, well, what the heck happens in the playoffs? You play series. So it's really about figuring out how to win as many series as possible. And then over the course of a season, you do that, your record's going to be in a pretty good place. Yeah, the streaks are nice. We needed it in 21, the 17 in a row. But it was the exact same mantra, thought process, mentality, communication, whatever you want to say that year with, you know, multiple injuries, you know, just trying to find our groove. Just keep playing, keep getting better, let's put it together. And people said, why can't you just do that? Well, it's easier said than done. And, you know, eventually we got to a point where we hit our groove. We were beating ourselves with walks, and, you know, we were going to play really good defense that year. We had 5 gold gloves. Then we put it together. And, you know, then, of course, also in a longer streak, you know, with the pitching, it's you know, you can't run the same closer out, the same setup guy out. So you have to get contributions from all of your bullpen in big key moments. And that's going to be a challenge to get. And we were able to do that. But the point being ultimately is we just were going to play good baseball consistently. And then, wham, it just hit. And we took off and won the 17 in a row. But longer answer to your question, that's kind of how I view the world relative to streaks. And if you're playing that kind of baseball, you stay on the good side of them.
Last thing for me, Mike, we discussed it last hour, and I don't think Player of the Month awards are that important, but they gave the NL Reliever of the Month award to one of your old players, Ryan Helsley. He had a really good month for the Cardinals, but I would argue he didn't have as good of a month as your closer did, Robert Suarez. So I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what Suarez has done, especially lately, with the consistency he's given you in the ninth inning and doing it, you know, basically with one pitch a lot of the time, that fastball, and just daring guys to beat them. He's not been able to, you know, no one been able to beat him.
He's been tremendous. I mean, I don't know there's enough superlatives to say it. He's, like you said, he's been an attack, very convicted in what he's doing, throwing an elite pitch with command, and just going right at guys. And, you know, he's been able to be a big part of our club, and, you know, it's nice to have a guy down there at the end that you can rely on. He's been tremendous, and, you know, it's, you know, good for Hells. You know, he's got a nice arm, done a nice job. So it's hard to say, although, you know, but it's hard to believe somebody was any better than Robert Suarez over the course of the month. But, you know, he's been tremendous for us, and I just love his slow heartbeat and how he goes about it and how he gets after it.
Well, good luck on the road trip, Arizona and Chicago. Hopefully a winning one, and we'll talk to you next Friday when you guys come back home, I believe, to face the Los Angeles Dodgers. Going to be back in town, so that'll be a fun one. Thanks for your time again, Skip.
Yeah, of course. You guys have a nice day.
Appreciate you, too.
Mike Schilt, manager of the Padres, our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.